The rest of the story. Thomas Stearns was at the end of his rope. His wife's illness proved an increasing emotional and financial hardship. His job was exhausting him. Tom had already had one nervous breakdown, and he was headed for a second. He told a friend, "I'm just plain worn out. I cannot go on." Well, something had to be done. And what was done is the rest of the story. Tom's friends got together and formed a secret society called Bel Esprit, a French phrase meaning, of course, wit. The underground organization had but one objective, to provide an income for Tom Stearns. He was simply not cut out to be a bank clerk, his friends decided. His temperament and his talent lay elsewhere. Tom must be liberated from the bank, they agreed. He must be free to pursue a more suitable line of work, and that they were certain was right, because Tom was a wonderful writer. But there was no way that he could demonstrate that to the rest of the world while shackled by his wife's medical bills and his own mundane profession. Thus was Bel Esprit founded, a secret society of friends. Its secrecy was essential because if Tom ever discovered what they were up to, he would surely reject their assistance as charity. Ezra Pound and Richard Adlington and May Sinclair were the founding members of Bel Esprit. Their immediate goal was to subsidize Tom for 5 years in the hope that his success as a writer would provide a comfortable living thereafter. And the membership of Bel Esprit grew swiftly. Several made substantial pledges. Any amount of money, no matter how small, would be appreciated. But there was one stipulation to the contributions. They must be made anonymously and sent directly to Tom himself. That way, they could not be refused. It seemed a foolproof scheme. Not quite. After only a short while, the story of benevolent Bel Esprit found its way into the newspapers. Tom was humiliated. His family was indignant. So suddenly one day in 1923, the Society of Well-Meaning Friends ceased to exist. Bel Esprit disbanded before it could help Tom or any other writer or artist. But its founding was not entirely in vain, for shortly thereafter, a group of Frenchmen impressed with the Bel Esprit story decided to subsidize a promising French author named Paul Valéry, and others around the world, similarly impressed, created similar organizations to benefit others in the arts. Today, foundation grants for fledglings in their fields are commonplace. But now I hope you'll always remember that Bel Esprit, the foundation founded to finance Tom, was of virtually no help to him at all. He found time to write anyway. His work became recognized anyway. In fact, it was his poetry, it was his verse writing that provided the lyrics for the Broadway musical hit Cats. Without help from his friends, Tom came to be called one of the most distinguished, most influential poets of the 20th century. Of course, history books abbreviate the name of the bank clerk Thomas Stearns. History books call him T.S. Eliot. And now you know the rest of the story.